Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
You are listening to Hashtag Radio with your host, Eric M. Hunter. And that's me. How's it going? This is the Thursday edition. What'd I say? Twice a week. That's what's happening. We're doing this twice a week now. So either you listen or you don't. It's fine. Kind of a weird week this week for me. Not a whole lot going on. Work's been a little crazy. Today's opening day for the Cincinnati Reds, so that's a big to-do for me. I'm a big baseball fan. Well, not a big baseball fan. Let me pull that back. I enjoy baseball of pretty much any of the sports, although I enjoy hockey and soccer and stuff. Not a big basketball fan. I'm talking about baseball. So I've been a Reds fan since I can remember, and I'm guessing I was a Reds fan because my dad was a Reds fan, and his dad was probably a Reds fan, which is why we're all Reds fans in the Hunter family. So, but I do this thing. So I'm big on listening to the games rather than watching them. The sportscaster for the Cincinnati Reds is a man named Marty Bredeman. Anyway, so this is his last year. He's been talking about the Reds play-by-play for a long time. It's been a long time. And he's one of the reasons why, because he's one of those sports guys he's a huge wealth of knowledge, not just with the Reds, but just like pretty much the MLB in general. And it's interesting to listen to him because he'll be able to recite certain names and players and shit that you probably haven't heard of in forever. So he's always got an interesting take on everything that happens, every call, you know, different pitching and coaches, stuff like that. So it's really, he's the reason why I listen. The problem is that he's become super cynical about basically the sport in general. It started happening over probably a couple years ago where some of the calls were just way outrageous, especially for baseball, like to the point where like they had to go back and watch replays, which is kind of an unheard of thing in the sport of baseball. But he just got really cynical to the point where like the guy who talks with him, his nickname's the Cowboy, he was even kind of like put off by it, where like he would just like sit there quietly as he would, and Marty would just be going on about just some crazy thing. So it's been kind of hard to listen to the games because of that. On top of that, the Reds aren't that good of a baseball team. So it's really difficult to listen to a game or even watch them when they get knocked out after having like a 6-run lead in the bottom of the eighth, and they get knocked out, you know, like 2 or 3 runs. I don't know. It seems like that's just a Cincinnati thing. The teams just seem to crumble like halfway through. Like the Cincinnati Bengals, we're a halftime team. Like we either play the first half or the second half, and if we're not winning by then it's just over. Like we just stop playing. Like just for whatever reason. I don't know. I've got a big long diatribe I could talk about Cincinnati sports, and oh my god, and the sports fans are the worst. But that's not what this is for. So anyway, Thursday, opening day for the Reds, so it's a kind of a big deal. That game is going to be happening actually pretty soon. So that's been going on. Like I said, work's been busy, so I haven't had too much time to work on stuff. Again, as much as I'd like. Especially with the book, like I've kind of come over things, had like these weird epiphanies where it's like, oh, we should just do it this way. Or, oh, that character should say this or do that. Or this character's connected to this character now. Like that solves so many problems, like in my mind, you know, but I'm still going through the, basically chapter by chapter, just trying to fix the content and stuff. But I think that's one of the things that I've realized about projects that I really enjoy or that I always come back to. It's because like, it just pops into my head and then suddenly I'm like, oh shit, like I can do it this way. Or, oh, that's how this would work. Why didn't I think of this earlier? Like it just comes at the most random times. And like with this book that I'm working on, like that I'm getting that almost every day, and I'm not even like actively thinking of it, I'm more subconsciously thinking of it. And just like, I don't want to call them issues, but just things are like, man, how does this work? Like, how am I gonna, I don't want to say fix this because it's not really a problem. It's just like, how does this world work on itself? And I just, these things come up and like, they kind of solve themselves. It's weird. I don't know. So like that stuff's going on, which is always fun and interesting. That's the part. This is the part of any project that I love the most. It's the part where like you're just in the thick of it, you know, like you're past the beginning, you're not too close to the end, like you're just right there in the meat of it, you know, of this project sandwich that I have just created. And like, I just, that's the part of these, of all of this stuff that just makes me, it's what sucks about finishing a project, because once it's done, it's done. You know, like when I did the Plays Like Game Directory, like I wrote a big, long 4 or 5 post thing on my website, just talking about its initial beginning and how it came to its end. And it's like, man, that's done now. Like, that's it. It's just there. Not doing anything. You know, it's not telling jokes or fixing world hunger. It's just the thing I did. But I did it, you know. I definitely wanted to give a big shout out to a very good friend of mine, Wally Wallcakes on Twitter. He has a podcast as well that he finally just started to boot up again. And he thanks me for that, which is whatever. I don't want to say we've been working together, because we kind of haven't. We've been like working side by side on different things in a virtual space. We have a Discord channel together, and we just kind of shoot shit back and forth between each other. And it's just so good to be able to, I don't want to say like at a moment's notice, because he's married and 4 kids and lives in Canada and it's cold and stuff. And I'm down in, you know, in America, the better country, maybe. No politics. But it's just so nice to be able to hop on Discord and be like, hey, blah, 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 what do you think of this? Or I'm having this issue. And then like, he usually gets back with me within the day, which is way faster than I would ever expect anybody to get back with me on this shit. You know, this stuff that at the end of the day is just things I'm tinkering with, you know? So it's been nice because he's kind of been like that shoulder to cry on. it's not what I mean. He's been like that guy that's been like, hey, like I need a boost, you know? And he's there to give me that boost, which is just killer. So if you don't have somebody like that in your life, you got to find that person. Cause you know, or ask me, it's just me and him. We seem to be doing okay, I guess. Anyway, so his podcast, check it out. I think it's just on his wall and his website, wallywallcakes.com. It's called The Podcast, which is great. I love the name. So yeah, that's really it. I don't have too much else. Oh gosh. RE4. I'm about to stop playing this stupid game. I finally got Ashley. Oh, spoiler alert. Oh, I don't care. Spoilers. So I finally got Ashley, and I was like, all right, this is going to turn into an escort game. Farts. So I got to this one part that was like super difficult. You're like housed up in this house. Womp womp. And you're basically, you're holding off like waves and waves and waves of enemies, which is whatever. So that, I have not been managing my ammo correctly. So I like died 6 times, and I finally reached out to Eric Bailey for some help, and he was like, do this, try this out. And I was like, all right, cool. So I did all that and was able to knock it out. And the next time I did it, which was perfect. I was like, all right, good. And now it's a stupid escort game. So like Ashley's running around defenseless, which doesn't make any sense. I'm loaded with weapons, like take this bazooka or just take my handgun and I'll have the bazooka and like help me fight off these waves of zombies. Well, they're not zombies, but they're like infested. I don't know. And like, because if she like, because it's like one hit and she's out, and it's like, oh god, here's herbs, take all the herbs in the world, like first aid spray. Or somebody can pick her up, like an enemy can pick her up and just like walk away with her, and it's like, come on, man. And, oh, she gets in the way of your gunfire. And then she's like, oh, wait, I gotta shrink down. Like, man, this game. Not having fun with it. Stupid game. Okay, so I have also decided that Thursday's edition of Hashtag Radio is also going to be the reading portion of Hashtag Radio. So I went through my wide variety of books. A bunch of those are like Nintendo Powers and old EGM magazines and Game Pros and stuff. So I might actually pull those out and maybe read reviews or just find like silly snippets of stuff. But I came across this book. This is Compute with an exclamation point. Guide to Nintendo Games by Stephen Schwartz. So basically, it's just, I mean, it's got a ton of games in here. There's reviews. They rate everything. They break it down for play value and challenge, graphics and sound, stuff like that. There's actually a very cool section back here on peripherals and controllers, which is super neat because it's like, and there's like screenshots and stuff too. So it's like these really old advertisements for stuff that I didn't even know existed. And I kind of want to go out and buy them, but I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it's just silly stuff. So I thought, you know, I'd maybe read some reviews and see where we go. So I'm going to do, so this is for Super Mario Brothers 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is the review. In Super Mario Brothers 2, the second saga of Mario, Luigi. Oh, I should probably say I haven't read any of this yet. Like, I just found it, and it's like, so, sorry. I'm not going to start, stop again. In Super Mario Brothers 2, the second saga of Mario, Luigi, and friends, it's their task to free Subcon, the land of dreams, from Wart's curse. Wart is manufacturing evil creatures and guardian monsters using a special dream machine. The monsters range from the innocuous Shy Guys, Hoopsters, and Ninjas, and the insidious Autobombs, Fire-Breathing Fry Guys, and the powerful three-headed Triclide? Triclide. I didn't know that. Mario's mission is to make his way through the seven worlds of Subcon, a total of 20 levels, and defeat Wart if he can. Just living to see all of the levels is something few gamers can boast about. Woo! Man. That's not really... I guess that's just a review of the game, not his review. But let's see what he ranked the game. So, the classification is arcade. It's single player. It uses a standard controller. You can pause. How great is that? This book tells you if you can pause the game. That's like a dad's dream, especially when you've got tiny kids. Like knowing that you can pause the game and go do something in a hurry is a huge plus for me. This book just went up on my best book list that I'm now creating, apparently. You can also restart at last level, so I guess that's when you die. Manufacturer is Nintendo of America Incorporated. Is that right? That's not a Nintendo of America game. That would be Japan, wouldn't it? I don't know. Ratings. Instructions? 9. They rate the instruction manual! That's hilarious! The instruction manual got a 9. Good for it. Features? 9. I don't know what features. I guess the fact that you can select different characters? That's a feature, right? Or maybe the coin game at the end? I don't know. That's weird. That's gambling. It's gambling in games. This is rated E for everybody. Graphics got a 9. Sound got a 10. Challenge got a 10. Play value got a 9.4. You know what? That's not bad. Ooh, we got some tips and tricks. All right, let's do this real quick. Having trouble jumping far enough? Run and hold down the B button as you jump. Okay? Watch for shortcuts. In World 1-1, for instance, you may have wondered if there is anything on the other side of the water fountain. Try it with a good jumper and see what happens. What does that mean? Other side of the water fountain? Or the other side of the water fountain? Waterfall. Be careful in subspace. You can lose lives there, too. That's actually pretty good. Thanos will stop chasing you if you drop his key. It makes a great weapon, by the way. Man, these are good tricks. And tips. Don't get carried away with knocking off the creatures of Subcon. Since you aren't playing for points, leave them alone if they aren't a threat to you. Be courteous to these digital sprites. That's hilarious. Man, that's gotta be some sort of marketing spiel. Like taking care of digital sprites or like... Oh, gosh, it'd be, like, pacifist runs, like, how it helps. I don't know. There's something stupid there. I'll think of it later and tell you guys. To beat some bosses, you may find a way to use their weapons against them. Mm-hmm. You'll be happy to learn that Super Mario Bros. 2 also has its share of warp zones. You can find one leading from World 1-3 to World 4-1 if you enter subspace in a special spot. See, it gives you just enough. Like, it doesn't tell you exactly what's going on. It just points you in the right direction. Like, I feel like that's something that we miss in video games now, because everybody just jumps to a walkthrough or just hops online and tries to find the answer to solve a puzzle or something. Like, this type of trick, this type of tip man, that just this stuff's like an ancient art now. You know, like I was thinking back to those hint guides that would go out for like Sierra games. They would like you would have to decode part of the message because it was like a different color. So you had to take like a piece of like red filter paper and put it over top so you can actually see the wording underneath. If you really wanted to know how to do the trick, like there was levels of how tricks could, there was levels of clues rather than just saying, oh, here's how you do it. Like, because you still got that sense of, I did this. Man, that's, I wonder if there's something there. I wonder if there's a market. God, well, when you, yeah, it would be a market where it's like, I just want enough. Like, I don't want the answer. I don't want you to do it for me. I don't want to watch a video of how somebody does this. Like, but give me enough. Like, give me something that I'm missing. I wonder if there's a market for that. Huh. To think about that. Hashtag copyright. Don't take my stuff. So, go Reds.